If you take a moment to compare California of 2011 to that of 1911, the differences are huge. Back then, the state was home to only 2 million people, and Hollywood, industrial-scale agriculture, and Silicon Valley simply didn't exist. But there's also some striking similarities to the present day, at least politically.
I think that the state capital is just as much controlled by special interests today as it was 100 years ago. You know, it may not be one single interest, but the rules of the game haven't changed.
That's Kim Alexander, president and founder of the nonprofit California Voter Foundation.
It still takes a lot of money to run for office. The Capitol is filled with lobbyists, and the legislative docket is filled with bills that are sponsored by lobbying groups and industries. And that was true 100 years ago, and it's true today.
Back then, Sacramento was controlled by the powerful Southern Pacific Railroad. California voters responded to the situation by electing a reform-minded governor, Hiram Johnson, who led the charge to let citizens take lawmaking into their own hands. The result was the initiative, the referendum, and the recall. In the past 10 decades, thousands of initiatives have qualified for the ballot, and while a relatively small number have actually become law, the process remains popular.
Most Californians think that the initiative process does a better job at making policy than the governor and the legislature.
That's Mark Baldessari, president and CEO of the Public Policy Institute of California. In the organization's most recent opinion poll, released last month, 62% of Californians said they're satisfied with the initiative process. Compare that to the state legislature, which received an approval rating of just 26%. If voter dissatisfaction a century ago created such dramatic reforms, some suggest the current climate might do the same. In fact, the process might already be underway.
We're living now in an era of reform in California. We've seen a number of reforms take shape and get approved by the voters in the last few years, including the open primary and redistricting and a simple majority for passing the budget. I think voters feel that more changes are needed.
So what types of changes might be in store? A lot of them take direct aim at the state legislature, which many view as ineffective. Jim Boren, editorial page editor of the Fresno Bee, is among those advocating for a return to the part-time legislature that California had until 1966.
You know, they're a pretty pampered bunch, and they're out of touch. And I think a part-time legislature would reconnect with the public in a way that would improve governance in California.
In July, a LA Times USC poll of California voters found that 65% supported the idea of making the legislature part-time.
They would work 6 months a year, and then 6 months of the year, they'll be back in their districts working in other jobs, connecting with the people and their neighbors and understanding the laws that they pass and the impact they have in the real world. I think what happens is now is they become so insulated from the public and what their laws do, they have no idea. The public's for it and the politicians are against it. I think that bodes well.
But the list of reforms doesn't stop there. Another idea is taking the state Senate and the Assembly and creating one legislative body with smaller, presumably more responsive districts.
There's 40 members of our state Senate. It makes it hard to draw districts for a state of almost 40 million people. What about the idea of having 120 members, combining the numbers in the state Senate with the Assembly in the context of perhaps other reforms? A single body with smaller districts might lead to better governance.
Jim Boren agrees.
We don't need a duplicate system where we have to do everything twice with twice the staffs and twice that. I mean, the idea that we have a House and a Senate and the Constitution was part of the Great Compromise. We're only mimicking what was in the federal government. We only need one House. Nebraska has it, does just fine.
Other less dramatic reforms could also be on the horizon, some even involving previous attempts at fixing Sacramento, like the state's term limits law. Critics have said the law has caused a lack of institutional memory in the legislature, strengthened the role of lobbyists, and has created a never-ending quest for higher office.
What happens is the lobbyists aren't termed out, the bureaucrats aren't termed out, but the lawmakers are. So the good lawmakers move on.
According to Baldessari, the limits remain popular.
Most voters are pleased with the fact that we've got term limits in place since 1990, but that doesn't mean that they don't think that there could be changes that might make that process better.
In the new PPIC poll, 6 in 10 voters supported the concept of changing the current limit of 8 years in the state Senate and 6 in the Assembly to a total of 12 years in any of the two houses together. An initiative to that effect has already qualified for the 2012 ballot. Even the initiative process itself is not without its problems and potential fixes.
You know, the problem is we're making initiative policy in a vacuum, and voters aren't really being given a full picture the way the legislature is when they pass a budget. You know, they're looking at the whole budget of the whole state and all the programs. Voters are just looking at one proposal at a time. And there are reforms circulating within the legislature and bills that are on the governor's desk that would attempt to help voters sort out the cost of initiatives in advance before they actually vote.
Jim Boren says he'd like to see more transparency in the process to determine legal and fiscal problems with initiatives before Californians vote on them.
I'd like to see a system where if an initiative is qualified for the ballot, that it has to have legislative hearings so you can find out the problems in it.
But regardless of the changes that may come to state government in the coming years, one thing is certain. California's century-old initiative process isn't going anywhere.
Californians have a love-hate relationship with the initiative process. I mean, we love to complain about it, but don't you dare talk about taking it away.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.
Your dear mountain I adore. I love your grand old ocean, and I love her rugged shore.